Have you ever had something really important to say but decided to keep quiet? Maybe you had an answer in class but you didn't raise your hand? Well, today we're going to learn about how God can use your voice to encourage others. So let's meet a young girl who serves in Naaman's house in 2 Kings chapter 5. In this Old Testament book, we learn about Naaman. Naaman is the main character in this section of the Bible. He's a powerful commander in the army. Naaman is famous. Naaman is valiant. Yet Naaman has a serious skin disease called leprosy, and no one knows how to help him. Living in Naaman's house is a young servant girl from Israel. She has been taken far from home. Her name isn't even mentioned in the Bible. She isn't powerful. She isn't famous. Yet, when she sees Naaman struggling, one day she decides to speak up and say something. In verse 3, we read, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." That's it. That's the only recorded verse and sentence in the Bible from this unnamed girl. Just one sentence that changes everything. Naaman listens. He travels to go and see the prophet Elisha, and eventually Naaman follows God's instructions and is healed. This miracle started because one young girl spoke up. God could have used a king, he could have used a soldier, he could have used a prophet. Instead, God uses a girl whose name we don't even know. So you may think that you're too young or too ordinary. Maybe you wonder, can God use a person like me? Really? Well, this story reminds us that God often works through all types of people. People that are ordinary and people like you and people like me. So today, let me encourage you to use your words to encourage your friend. Or maybe there's a family member. Or maybe even that annoying brother or sister. Your words matter. You never know what God might do through one conversation spoken at the right time. That miracle may happen. So this week, don't be afraid to use your voice. You may not be the most powerful person in the room, but God can still use your words to make a difference each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.